Good morning, everybody. Welcome in to day four of Expedition to Soul, our podcast, 1 million downloads podcast celebration, 8 years of the Sisters Enchanted. And here's looking ahead to many, many more. Thank you for being here for our four-part Expedition to Soul extravaganza experience. We are looking at our future selves today. So I'm excited to do this with you, whether you're here live or you're listening in on the replay or catching the podcast episode. We've had hundreds of people catching the podcast episodes after the fact. So if you're listening, then hello from the past to your future self, I guess that's your present then. Anyway, my brain's not computing that information. On day one of Expedition to Soul, if we think back to Friday, we talked about reclaiming your energy. And with reclaiming your energy, the invitation is for you to disconnect from all of the energetic experiences happening around you. So everything around you, the people around you, the stuff you're surrounded with, as you move through your day, everything contains energy and you contain energy. And when you move through the world, it's like your energetic spider webs shooting out and weaving around and spiraling, dancing with all of these other energies. And if you don't pause to reclaim your energy, you're always going to be influenced and impacted by all of this external energy. And so we really want to make a conscious effort and make it a habit and part of your daily, your personal practice, your just moving through life to pause and pull your energy back into you and ask yourself, you know, what is me and what really is all of this external stuff that's just impacting me right now? The more that you do that, the greater you build that habit, the more impactful it will be for you for sure. On day two, we assembled your allies. And what we did is we did an assemble your allies visualization. And we called in all of the different parts of you. So your past you, your present you, and your future you to come in and support you on your journey through life. And my hope for you there was that you recognize all of the different forms of yourself as important and worthy, your past self, your present self, and also opened yourself up to, you know, receiving a future you that you might not even know exists yet. I'm so glad that I did that for myself years ago because I would not be sitting here today, right? I just called in the wisdom for my future self that will be and trusted in that path and the journey to get me wherever I was headed, even when I couldn't see it. So you got to trust in yourself and assemble your allies to remember that you are your own best friend. Yesterday, we talked about shadow work. So if we imagine that we're on this beautiful quest, this expedition to soul, this adventure of a lifetime, we start with the invitation. Something's happening. Something's brewing. We're going to find something, discover something. And that was day one. On day two, once we have the invitation, we have to assemble our team. Who's coming with us? You know, in every great book, every great movie, the hero isn't typically alone. They have some sidekick. And at some point, they might find themselves alone, but they've got people in their corner. They have a team that they are moving with. So on day two, we assembled that team for you in the versions of yourself. Yesterday, we were on the journey and we got to the dark forest. Whenever you hit the dark forest, there's the option to go back or move through it and get to the other side. Doing shadow work is moving through it several times a day for each of us, unless maybe there's those one-off days, right? Where you're home, things are feeling good, everything's relaxed. Those one-off days where you don't really find yourself in a coming up against somebody else's energy or really having to explore your energy. But for most of us, as we're living life, we come up to moments that involve shadow work. They bring up something in us that leaves us feeling frustrated, wanting to be heard or seen or validated, and mad at other people, resentful, guilty, ashamed, whatever it is. It could be just a story that's running through us. It could be an interaction with somebody else. And that is our metaphysical forest. Are we going to do the work to get through to the other side of it? Or are we going to wallow in it, let it bother us, and head back to the beginning of our journey again? So we talked about shadow work yesterday and some different tools that you can use to help you identify how you might be in your shadow self. I think for a lot of us, it's easy in the past it's easy in the future to look back and say, oh yeah, I definitely overreacted there, or I definitely let that bother me, or I definitely let that bring me down. But it's more challenging for us in a moment to pause and say, hey, this is my shadow self popping up, which is why we can use the tools, or why we do use the tools of things like astrology, archetypes, journaling, the chakras, to help us gain that self-awareness so that we can better understand and see, identify, and name it when we are operating from a place of shadow. And that helps us to get through it so much faster, more efficiently, reclaim our energy again, and come out on the other side feeling alive instead of like we just been through a battle and don't know what to do with ourselves now. So day four, if we are on this journey, that is today, we have made it through the forest, the shadowy, dark, enchanted, scary, who knows what's in their forest. Turns out it's just us and our shadow selves in there creating the effect of scariness. We're the problem. We're the ones doing it to ourselves. On the other side is the future. It's what happens next. So as we round out our expedition to soul experience, today we are going to do a little future self work. So rather than do another meditation or active imagination experience for you, I have a list of sort of journal prompts or thought prompts for you. Now I do have, there's a lot of them. There's 18 of them. And of course, 18 added down numerologically is a 9. And we know 9 is a magical number. Everything happens in threes. 3 times 3 is 9. So I landed with 18 prompts for you. What I'd like for you to do, if you have a pen and paper handy, you can jot some ideas down. I'm not going to pause too much in between the prompts because, you know, time, intentionality, we all got places to be and things to do today, but I will pause for a little bit of reflection between each one so that you can think about this future self vision for you. All right. And if you're listening to this now and doing something else, you can always do this on the replay as well. So I do want you to take a moment here and just feel into the experience of everything that we've done so far in Expedition to Soul. We reclaimed your energy. We looked at your energy in these maps that you created. You maybe made a magical talisman, or you did a ritual. You did the declaration activity that you are here to open up your soul to whatever is next for you. You recognize all parts of yourself as valid and important and worthy. We did shadow work. We explored your shadow and how to see when those stories are coming up and impacting you. And we have really just split ourselves wide open over the last few days. And now your future self is what is going to come to mind and to your vision. So feel present in your body. Maybe become aware of your heartbeat or your breathing, the room around you. What does everything feel like, smell like, taste like, sound like right now? Become fully present in this moment, in this body. I want you to travel in your active imagination. You can let your soul self travel, let your mind do the talking here. Travel to some future date in time. It can be any date in time at all. You may want to anchor into a certain age that you will be. I find it helpful to think about how the ages of family members to really help get the scope of what life is going to be like at that time. There's no right answer. It could be 6 months from now. It could be 6 years from now, closer, farther. Put yourself in that time though, in the future. We're going to start right at the top of a day in the life of your future self. If you're journaling or you're thinking, whatever it is you're doing to think about this information or receive it, We're starting at the beginning of the day. You're waking up. What does your bedroom look like? What's the first thing you see when you wake up as that future version of you? I'm writing mine down too. You've woken for the day. You see your room. What's the first thing that you do in the morning in your future vision for your future self? What is the first thing that you do? You've done your morning, whatever it is that you're doing. In this future vision, you go back to your bedroom or whatever place in your home. What do you wear when you get dressed? What are you wearing that day? Who is in that living space with you? Do other people live there? Do you live on your own? Do you have pets, neighbors? Do you live in an apartment or condo complex? Or who's there? Who's in this living space or in your area? What foods are you enjoying for breakfast and lunch that day? Are you eating foods from home? Are you planning to go out? Are you cooking? Is it already there? What foods are you enjoying? What do you do for work, or do you not work? What are you planning to do for fun that day? What are you doing to take care of your energy? So, what are you doing to take care of your energetic body? You could also look at this as your emotional body, your soul self. What are you doing to take care of your body? Does that look like resting or moving or getting a massage, going to a yoga class? I don't know, hitting the gym, some weights or chiropractor, visiting your doctor. What are you doing to take care of your body? What are you doing to take care of your relationships? Is it spending time with people, phone calls, emails? What does that look like? What are you doing to take care of your money? Do you check it? Do you earn it? Do you, I don't know, what do you do with it? Set out a $20 bill with a piece of citrine. What are you doing to take care of your money? Your living space. So this could be your home, your whole home, or the general living area. What does this living space look like? Back to food again. What are you planning to eat for dinner? Do you eat alone? Do you eat early? Do you eat late? Do you eat with friends or family members? In this future life, your future version of you, who are you spending your free time with? Has anybody popped up during this for you? Who will you be spending your free time with? This future version of you, what is that version of you looking forward to? Stretch yourself there. What are you looking forward to as your future self? So not today, in the future. What are you looking forward to? This future version of you, what has that person or what have you stopped doing or let go of? So what have you released from your life? What have you stopped doing or what have you let go of? Two more. This future version of you has been through an entire day, has lots to look forward to, taking care of themselves. What does the future version of you do to end the day? So we started with, what's it look like when you wake up? What do you do first? I want to know now, what do you do to end the day? Transition out of this day to get ready to rest. What do you do to end the day? And the final question, we end right where we started. What does your bedroom look like when you go to sleep at night? What does your bedroom look like? So we started with, what does it look like when you wake up? What does it look like when you go to sleep? All right. I want to know from those of you who are here, was there anything surprising or unexpected for you that you saw in your, or that you received about your future self? Anything that was unexpected for you? You can let me know in the comments. I'm just looking at mine because I wrote them down as well. And I think something that felt surprising for me was that for the living space where I was living, I was thinking of what first came to mind was a smaller living space. Like I didn't see lots of sprawling space, but I felt very much like my family would still be there with me and visiting. But it felt very much like, as you see, Brenda wrote less cluttered. Yeah. I felt very much like we didn't have stuff, you know, we had a really small place, with like access to the ocean, but, like a patio with lots of lush plants out back, which is interesting for me because, in warmer climates, something that's lush and I can't see through. I'm not a big fan of snakes. So I'm normally like, that's a lot of plants. There's definitely a snake in there and I can't see it. I'm also not one to take care of plants. So that was different for me to see that as the place. Like I felt like eating dinner on a kind of like a back patio, but it was small. And right now I have a very big yard and I love my big yard. So that was interesting that that's the first thing that came to mind for me. It was like a tighter quarters, but with less stuff. When I thought about what my living area looked like, it felt open, but with like wood, darker wood furniture, but open and light with very minimal anything. So that was different and unexpected for that to be the first thing that popped to my mind. So I just wrote down the first things that came up for me. Let's see here. Patricia, releasing jealousy, being happy with myself. I love that, that you let go of that. Tanya actually expected all of it. I think about most of your questions a lot. I love that. You're like, I'm on it. I have future vision constantly. Been visualizing this future for a long time, very detailed, and doesn't really change. Interesting. I love this mixed dynamic of what you're really focused on for your future and what's unexpected. I keep my future pretty unexpected, which is interesting because I'm a planner. So I plan for, like, this whole year is already planned. All of our vacations, trips, everything's planned. And by September, all of next year will be planned. But when it comes to my future goals, I leave that very open-ended so that I can just walk through doors as they open and see what happens. So I plan in the nearer future, but not so much in the where are we going to be when, years from now sort of future. I love that. There's so many differences here and ideas for that. Candy says mine was very much the same, only in a different area, closer to my son and granddaughter. Lots about the clutter. Yeah. Tony, cat's not a dog. Silly, but weird. As an attic type open studio in a big house, not just a small house. So interesting. So interesting. Athena wants a smaller place that feels bigger. Yes. I wrote big windows, big open windows. D, less clutter. Biggest surprise is brighter colors because I normally go for autumn colors. So cool. And Melissa said, pulling double duty, working, listening, but still visualizing. I've done a lot of future visualizations. Didn't really change much. Always that I have a house near a beach. I love that, Melissa. Yeah, a few years ago, I did one that was like a house with this fireplace in the center, one of those fireplaces that you could walk around. And I've thought about that a lot since, because I've never really seen a house for sale or been in a house that I was like, oh yeah, I would love this layout. But I saw that in a future vision. So I'm always curious as to how that might play out for me one day. I think what I loved about mine is that there were some elements that were really unexpected. So when I think about an expedition to soul and, reclaiming my energy, we start with reclaiming our energy and we end with this future vision, right? And when I consider detaching my energy from societal expectations or what other people think is, you know, how to live life or what we should do, or, you know, I don't know, just like what we think life should look like, coming back to myself always, it's interesting for me to see some of the bits here. Like I very much felt like sort of like I do now. I really front load my day. I get up early. I do a lot of stuff in the morning, and by like 2 o'clock, you know, I'm pretty wide open for the day and I don't like having things on my calendar after that. And it felt really similar. Like I get up early and I enjoy my day. I did see myself working still, but it was like really creative and leisurely, and then having this free time in the afternoon. And I love that because sometimes I feel the pull to get more in tune with like the typical schedule or other people's working schedules, right? So that was a good reminder to me to reclaim my energy in that area and to stay with what's true to me and what works for me and not get swept up in mingling with other people's energies and what works for them and to really come home to myself. So that was a great reminder. So I love that part when I think about where is my energy maybe becoming not mine and getting lost in other people's. And then doing that shadow work, where might I be feeling like I'm failing at some expectation, but then remembering that that's just an expectation and it really has nothing to do with me, and to stay the course of what's true to me. And that's really what an expedition to soul and the different activities that we did over these 4 days is about. It's about listening to yourself in a new way, uncovering a way of looking at yourself, your energy, your life that maybe you hadn't before, and also detaching from all of the stuff that feels stifling or makes you feel like you have to do something in a certain way and that it can't be different, and makes you feeling less than magical and more like you are just trying to keep up and make other people happy, and you don't even know where it is that you want to go and what it is that you want in life, right? So reclaiming that energy so you can open up the space to hear what it is that you actually want. So we go full circle there. And I can even see here, like I said, where I can see that I've got to come back to myself on a few things because I feel it now and I see it in my future, and detaching from what I might be doing to just try to be easier for people or whatever, you know, and come back home to myself. Let me see here if there's any other question or any comments coming up. Athena loves those fireplaces. Yeah, I think they're like cool in theory, but I've never seen one where I'm like, oh yeah, this would be the dream, you know? But I saw it clear as day that I would have one some point in time or be in a house with one. I have a hard time imagining the future. My world has been upended too many times, I think, too far ahead. Well, I think that's the beauty of this is it's a, like none of this that I saw is a plan. It's just like, what am I doing? You know, what would feel like a great day? What would feel really cool to wear, to do, to sit out? What am I eating? You know, fruit. I saw that in a recent visualization too. I'm still eating fruit in my mind, going for walks. And so none of it is like, I will live here in this many years with this much money in the bank. It's all just an invitation to explore what would feel really good for my energy today based on the first thing that comes to mind for me. And I think too, when we do that, it really opens us up to these possibilities. One of the things we teach is, you know, asking yourself, how do you want to feel as your intention? From there, what action do you have to take to feel that way? And then what is keeping you from taking the action? You know, what's your shadow work or what comes up for you as you are taking the action? And then imagining a new way forward. For so many of us, we only think and dream within what we already know. So if you don't know what it looks like, or you can't imagine what it looks like to live in Spain, for example, in an exercise like this, you're probably not going to think of it because you've never thought of it and you don't know what it looks like. And so you can also use this exercise and ask yourself, wow, it seemed really similar to the plan I've always had, or it seems really similar to the life I'm living now. And then say, is that what I want? Or do I want to think about what else is possible? Maybe it is what you want. Maybe it's what somebody else in your life wants and you never thought to think of something else that's possible. So you can also look at these and just ask yourself, you know, what am I not considering? What is interesting to me that didn't come up, right? What's interesting that it didn't come up? Like for example, when I was thinking of the people that I was spending time with, it was really like my kids. They were older. They were adult kids and my husband, but that's who I spend time with now. So I could ask myself, you know, what about my future vision is that really in alignment with where I want to be? Or do I want to have a friend group that I'm spending time with? Do I want to have friends locally that I meet for coffee in the afternoon? So maybe I don't, maybe I do, I don't know. But that's one part of my vision, particularly that looks very much like my life looks now. And it's just another question to ask, you know, to understand, what do I actually want? Where might I be hiding? What shadow work do I have to do? Because when I do ask the questions, the things that come to your mind are the things that you've let yourself dream or that you've let yourself know. And anything else is still not there yet. So when we teach in our programs, we start with how do you want to feel? What do you have to do to feel that way? What shadow work do you have to do? And then in seeing that shadow part of yourself, that opens you up to be able to dream in new ways and make magic in new ways in your life that you've never stopped to dream of before, and gain more self-trust in knowing that you can do things that you've never thought of, or that if something failed 10 times before, you can still try again and be successful at it. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience. Just checking back in here, I see less constricted. And celebratory, working a traditional job and was not working a traditional job, working for self, being creative, fresh veggies, definitely less worried, more confident, feeling freer. So good. So good. And Patricia, the first day of the rooms of your house caused you to clean, declutter, selling items. I love that. I love a good decluttering. I'm not very good at it, but I do love a good decluttering. So good. So good. Tanya saw different assistants and a different type of wheelchair for her daughter, making that more, everything more accessible. So good. So good. Love these visions. All right. Well, here's what you do with your expedition to soul materials. I don't want you to forget about them. So if you made the talisman, if you did the declaration, if you wrote the ritual, you have started creating this personal practice. If you're new to us here, if you're not in our other programs, we've already done this 10 times over, and it was your first time, then you've started developing this personal practice for yourself and opening yourself up to new ways of thinking and being and experiencing your own energy and how you move through the world. So I want you to keep the things that you wrote or did, maybe put them someplace where you can see them, someplace really special. And when fall comes, or like around the end of October, beginning of November, would be a perfect time, about 6 months from now, to look at all of this and think back to this moment in time and consider, how did you change after this? What shifts did you make in your life? Just how did you think about something differently? Or how did you maybe react differently to somebody or situation than you would have before, and had a more positive outcome as a result? So I want you to actively think 6 months from now back to this time and consider what has unfolded and what has happened for you since this expedition to soul period in time. It's so easy to do something like this and then just walk away and forget all about it. So create a little space, put it in a little, your things in a little box, your note, or next to your bed, or I don't know, wherever you're going to see it, where you know you're going to see it. And think about it often to help support you as you keep moving forward and really implement the different things and the feelings, the way of being that you explored over the last few days into your life ongoing, so that your expedition to soul really never ends, because the expedition is constantly ongoing. If you're not in our Born Magic Bootcamp Magical Self-Care Challenge, we start that Tuesday next week, so about a week. And it's amazing. We'd love to have you. You'll do more magic activities. We'll dive into the different stories you're telling yourself or that you believe to be true about yourself that might be holding you back. Because everything you think about yourself really is just a story. It came from somewhere. Whether it's true or not is a whole other question. We can always rewrite the story. So we will do that next week in the Born Magic Bootcamp. This also comes with our Magical Self-Care course, which has a video on the mother wound in there. Very timely for that, as we have Mother's Day in the US coming up, and some tons of great resources on creating a foundation of self-care and support in your life, so that when things do go sideways, you're not left clamoring for escapism and trying to fix everything, because you've already found your center and you already know you're supported and you already know your magic. And your only job is to stay that way no matter what. And the Born Magic Bootcamp and the Magical Self-Care Challenge has those tools to help you with that. So if Expedition to Soul opened up the magic doors for you and you're like, oh yes, I love this, reclaiming my energy and doing shadow work, and maybe it brought up some stories, some questions, you know, am I really capable of this? Am I really right for this? The Born Magic Bootcamp can help you with that. So go ahead and check that out and be sure to join us if it's something that you're interested in. And it starts next Tuesday. And we are running a few more Born Magic Bootcamps and Magical Self-Care Challenges this year. So once you're in for one, you get to participate in the next ones. So if you sign up this time, you'll be in for the rest of the ones in 2024. I don't know what we're doing in 2025, but I do know that we're hosting them through 2024. And you don't have to sign up again. So if you're already in it, you can go ahead and just participate. And if you sign up now, it's a great time to sign up, because we've got them rolling. I think we've got another one, at least two, if not three more, on the calendar for this year. So now it's a great time to sign up. Sign up earlier, get more of them at no additional registration. Yep, Christine, if you signed up last time, or you're in the Magical Self-Care Challenge anytime from November till now, you're already in. So if you are already signed up for one of those two things, Anna sends emails and posts in our community group with a link for you to click that just lets us know that you want to participate in real time, so that we send you any of the emails with Zoom links or anything like that. Other than that, you don't have to do anything else to participate again, other than show up and participate. But you do got to click that link and let us know that you're in, so that we make sure you get the links and whatnot emailed to you, so you don't miss out. But you don't have to pay again. So if you're not in, go ahead, sign up, check it out. And we would love to have you. We start on Tuesday. All right, y'all. Well, then that is it for today. Thank you so much for being part of Expedition to Soul and the Sisters Enchanted community. Think about how you want to feel moving forward and claim that for yourself. You have to claim it for you because nobody else is going to give it to you. If you want to feel confident, nobody else is going to make you feel confident. You want to feel relaxed, nobody else is going to make you feel relaxed. You got to do it for yourself. You were born with the tools to do it. It's your innate birthright and magic to feel the way you want to feel. We're here to help you remember if you need it. But yeah, for now, thank you so much for being here. I'll see you all around the community and I hope you have a really great day. All right. Bye, everyone.